Great game, great atmosphere. You know, we feel very fortunate to be able to play in places like this, coming from the Palestra and now playing here, and this atmosphere is just awesome. I know the guys love it. You play a great program and just a great atmosphere and tough game. And I think, just they just did a great job getting Leggero, Vic in spots where he wanted, and Lawson, and you're not going to shut them out, but try not to let them get 28-29. We just didn't do it defensively, and I thought we had a couple. When it got close down the stretch, we kind of just settled offensively and didn't really make tough offensive plays when Lawson and Leggero, Vic did. And then we got behind, and it was just catch up. I think there was about the 3 minute, 3:30 mark where those two made a couple big time plays, tough plays, and then we just kind of threw up some threes and didn't execute. And in a tight game like that, that's going to make the difference. I think that was the difference. But I thought both teams played hard, and they're a really good team. Much respect for what Bill's done putting together. They're just like us. He's got a lot of new guys. He's got them together a little bit better than I do right now, and they're good.
Jay, were they any more difficult to prepare for? Or do you think they're better equipped to maybe play different styles this year just because they have Lawson? When they get you, don't come back, now they can go there.
I thought we caught a little break. Azubuki not playing, that makes a difference too. I wouldn't want to play them with both of those guys on the floor. But maybe we could have found some things to do if he was playing. Dawson's really mobile defensively too. They can play with good length, even though they've got four guards out there with Lawson, which is almost like five guards. And then they can play smaller when they got more out there and really quick. So really tough team, really tough team to guard. And then when you get all that going on, you got a guy like Vic that just is, he's a shot maker. Some of those shots he made were pretty good defensive efforts on our part, and he just hit really tough shots.
Chad, how do you feel your newer guys, including Joe, handled the atmosphere?
Okay. I would like to see a little better.
Phil, down the stretch, you guys had a big drought there, and you were the only guy who scored for like 8 minutes. What do you think the problem was, just trying to get more guys involved or more guys to be successful offensively?
A very good defensive team. We missed some shots at the end. Probably could have took some better shots, but they did some great things defensively with their length and low into two-man games and whatever it took. So they just did a great job defensively.
Jay, what did you think of Phil's performance tonight?
He was awesome, man. He carried us. He was tough as hell. He defended too. Just played with great guts, great leadership. Not surprised at all. Thankful. I mean, without him, we would have been in trouble. That's a great play. That's what Vic did for them, and Lawson did for them. And I thought Eric was on pace to do the same thing, just foul trouble, I thought just getting a couple of them were loose balls, he's got to be smarter. We need him in there, much like. When you get in games like that with really good defensive teams, great coaches that are going to take everything away, you need, they had Lawson and Vic, and we had Phil, and then we had Eric going, but he just was sitting with foul trouble in crucial parts of the game.
Eric, how frustrating was that to have to sit for a key part of the game?
I mean, of course it's frustrating, but I have trust in my teammates. Of course it's going to be frustrating that whole time, but cheer them on, keep doing what I could do to get the team going.
Chad, the last minute you extended the game and always were within one possession or so. How do you feel that's going to help you guys?
It's good, especially in this environment. We need one more missed foul shot. We were one missed foul shot away. And I think Lawson hit the last. When you get a big guy like that, you can get the ball to inside, and even on an inbound, and he can make free throws. That's valuable, man. But I was proud of us, proud of the guys, how they battled down the stretch. Good execution, you know, there's, it's when it's so loud in here, and this is the hardest place I've ever played to try to make calls, even on a foul shot, to talk to the team at the other end. And I thought Phil and Colin did a great job communicating, like it was a 4-point game. They were taking twos rather than threes. When it was three, they went for the three. They just, they did it all on their own. They did a great job.
Phil, I wonder what you remember about seeing LeGerald last year and just how different he is, and you're obviously a little different yourself.
He's a lot more aggressive this year. I mean, last year they had such a well-rounded team with well-rounded scorers. They probably didn't need to be as aggressive. I mean, they were a Final Four team, and he would only average. I don't know how much he averaged, but I know he doesn't average in 29. So he's he worked a lot on his game, as you can see. He does more than just shoot jumpers. He pulls up, gets to the rim. You know, he's very athletic. But he does a lot of great things offensively. So he's a completely different player.
Did you guys feel good about some of the shots he was taking?
Me? A couple. Just a couple. Like the one on the baseline falling down out of bounds, that was one, and then another one, he picked up a loose ball on the left wing that we actually stopped his initial drive. They were the only two I felt good about. Like we were trying to stay in him, because he's good at creating space with his dribble and stepping back, and he's got length. We were trying to take that away. And the two that he hit, the two big ones, they were actually loose balls, so we didn't do that bad of a job. The one he hit on Demir Cosby, Roundtree, we didn't step up on him. That was a big one, that three.